Several members of the public and members of the city council spoke in favor of economically viable historic preservation in Tampa. Dennis Fernandez, the city's historic preservation director and urban design manager, said he would not like to see Tampa's neighborhoods destroyed through negligence.
Historic preservation in the city of Tampa is based on the vibrant and rich, diverse history that the city shares. Through that history, though, we've lost many important structures which serve as iconic images of our past. The courthouse, the Chamber of Commerce buildings, cigar factories, many more.
Attorney Laurel Lockett introduced a plan to allow owners of historic property to sell their development rights to others who can afford to keep the historic nature of the buildings. It's called TDR, or transferable development rights.
The TDR program allows the owner of a property who's willing to commit to a permanent loss of that excess density to sell or convey those development rights. The structure, it can be a landmark structure, which is sort of what's depicted here, or a contributing structure within a district, or it could be even another historic property that would qualify but isn't actually a landmark or in a historic district. City Council has to designate receiving areas where that excess density can then be taken in, basically as a density bump over and above what the developer would otherwise be entitled to under the code.
Lockett said the transferable development rights program was beneficial to our community and economically viable.
A well-constructed TDR program can be a real win-win because it can compensate owners of historic properties for loss of their development rights and encourage development in other non-historic areas that the council designates. And subject to comp plan requirements, those receiving areas can be either sort of geographic, like right now you've got downtown. A lot of us thought that if the rail came to be, that the rail corridor would be a logical area for a receiving area. Or they can also be sort of thematic, and some communities have used them, you know, when affordable and workforce housing was a problem, to encourage that kind of development.
Gus Paris, the vice president of the American Institute of Architects, said there were things citizens could do to preserve historic properties. He wanted others to become interested in preservation and for the council to help establish seminars to inform property owners on how to finance their development project.
Council could make a big effort to see that community programs occur in all of those spaces and that we utilize these buildings that we're trying to save. Promote the creation of multimedia presentations about historic buildings and areas. I don't know if you've seen them, but if you haven't, please have an opportunity to look at them. Hyde Park has done a video. Seminole Heights has done a video. What wonderful PR for historic preservation and for our community.
Councilmember Yvonne Capin said she recalled a time when historic Hyde Park became a slum because it was not preserved.
As far as Hyde Park, one of the things I've said on the dais is I'm old enough to remember when Hyde Park was quickly becoming a slum. And because of public and private investment, it is what it is today. And because of what it is today, and also Davis Island, which at the time you couldn't sell a property because of the bay pollution stench and so on. But because those two were revitalized, downtown is what it is today.
Most council members were enthusiastic about the program, but council member Lisa Monteleone had questions. She said the buildings had to be economically viable, surrounding other structures, and energy efficient.
Otherwise, they'll just sit there and languish because there's no impetus for them to go ahead and make that property workable for them in a dollars and cents way.
During public comment, Alexander Smith, an associate member of Tampa's American Institute of Architects, said he supports historic preservation.
But more on a personal level, my parents own a historic home in Old Northeast in St. Petersburg, just across the bay. They bought that in 2002 when I was at USF in pre-med, actually, and started doing restoration of that building, which inspired me to take a class in architecture, which inspired me to become an architect. So it's really, on a personal level, historic preservation is what's pushed me to become a professional in architecture.
Tampa City Council and the Historic Preservation Urban Design Team will hold another public hearing on historic preservation on October 11th. You can find more about historic preservation on our website, WMNF.org. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF, I'm Atisha Robinson.